Welcome to the People Connect Podcast. Your network is your net worth. Are you ready to take your life to the next level? Be prepared to leap out of your comfort zone and connect with the who's who of what you want to do. Stop, drop, and roll as we start, market, and grow the CEO of you and your host, Nichelle Womack. She will help you engage, reinvent, motivate, and reactivate your plans for success.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the People Connect Podcast. I hope and pray that you had an amazing holiday season, Christmas, of course, and that you are approaching the new year with great tidings and great joy and expectation for 2019. This, I was going to say it's our last podcast for 2018, but I think we got one more scheduled. But I am, as always, excited to bring you new information that can not only help you in your lives, but to help you in your business to start, market, grow, and profit in every area. I first off want to just thank you for being a part of the People Connect Podcast. I'm your host, Nichelle Womack, and it has been a pleasure serving you with information, expectation, connections, and just being, coming in and listening for you guys listening to us wherever you find us, iTunes, Google, iHeartRadio, wherever you have connected with us. We want to personally thank you for your advertisements throughout the year. We also want to thank you just for being a part of our space. We do not take that for granted. So if the People Connect Podcast has blessed you in 2018, we ask that you just share. Sharing is caring. You know, I always say that to you. Sharing is caring. And if you could pass this podcast along to someone else and let them get informed, we're looking for some great things to happen in the year of 2019. More sponsorships are in place as I speak to you, bringing you great information again to up-level to your next level in business and in life. As always, you can connect with me on social media platforms on Instagram at Nichelle Womack as your host. You can also go to 2excelwithnichelle.com to learn more about what I do personally to help you to reach your level, your next level in business and in life. Today, I'm so excited to bring to you some great information that I really, really think that you would benefit from a personal and a life perspective, because we are moving into, we've also actually already been there, but the digital age of being informed. As you know, Facebook has had some issues with, artificial intelligence. Other social media platforms that we've had as well have been that as well. And I'm sure my guest today, Mr. Coldren Arsene, will elaborate on every area that we need to be interested in and concerned about because the digital space is upon us. He is our sponsor for today, along with his company, digitalauthority.me. You can go learn more about him, what he does, his business. Their motto is, I really love it, be kind, be memorable, and be you. I don't think you can get any clearer than that, because if you have a culture of being kind, being memorable, and being you, you will go far, not only in life, but in business as well. So please go check out our sponsor today at www.digitalauthority.me and learn more about Digital Authority Partners and how it can help you, your business, to expand, to learn how to control the artificial intelligence in your business, in your life, and to become more profitable in your business. Help me welcome today Mr. Coldren Arsene.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate
it. We are so excited for you to be here today, and I'm so excited for you to share all that you have that can help our listeners to become more aware as it relates to digital intelligence. So tell us a little bit about you first off, and then let's discuss the Digital Authority Partners.
Yeah, absolutely. So Digital Authority Partners is a digital consulting agency out of Chicago, Illinois. We're located in the Merchandise Mart. We are a next generation implementer for small, medium, and large businesses when it comes down to emerging technologies. and we have dabbled in artificial intelligence, blockchain, predictive analytics, and overall digital strategy to help companies of every single size be more profitable, operate more efficiently, and really embrace some of the technologies that are really redefining how we do business today. And I'm really excited to talk more about some of these topics and about artificial intelligence as a whole and what AI can do for any business to be better at what they do, but also to save costs in the long term.
Awesome. Now, you know, you spoke of a hot button here. We talk about costs because costs can really impact small business significantly. You know, in fact, businesses go out of business because of no money to allocate towards business expense or profitability or growth. Can you share how artificial intelligence can help our clients that are in small business save money?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we need to start with a basic definition of what artificial intelligence is today versus what it could be in the future, right? Because when everybody talks about AI, you have Elon Musk from Tesla, you have Microsoft CEO, you have Apple. Everybody, when they talk about AI, that artificial intelligence definition is significantly more futuristic, if you will, than what AI is today and what AI does today for small, medium, and large companies. So the way artificial intelligence works is quite simple. AI is automation. Artificial intelligence, effective artificial intelligence in 2019 will automate simple processes which today require human intervention. And they can do that across a wide variety of tasks, from customer service to management of your ad inventory to marketing. There's even AI solutions today on the market that would allow companies that do not have a lot of money to create content. So there's literally AI solutions right now that you can buy for a fraction of the cost, which will simply basically create a piece of content for you for, let's say, $5, $10 versus what you'd normally pay a copywriter for, which is, let's say, $100 or $200. Some of the very exciting ones, of course, especially for small businesses, is in the field of customer service. So already today on the market, there's a wide variety of customer service artificial intelligence solutions. One of the solutions that I've used in the past, which is very effective, and it does the job right, is called Digital Genius. We're not affiliated with them. It's just a product that we have used in the past. And that's an AI platform that helps customers put their customer support service on autopilot by understanding conversations and automating different processes. So what does that mean? When you deal with a customer, by and large, you have very specific questions that they have. And after you've been in business for a while, it's basically the same questions again and again, right? You get an email, you get a phone call. Let's take a specific example. Let's say e-commerce, right? You placed an order. When will someone call Amazon? When the order isn't there, when the order is delivered, but it's not actually on my doorstep, and when, let's say, an order is defective, right? Solutions like Digital Genius would help small businesses really automate those conversations, right? If people normally come to you with 10 questions, you can now deploy with very limited understanding of coding or digital strategy a chatbot that will basically be live on your website. And what the chatbot would do, they will interact with a specific customer, just a normal person would, fueled with the information from your side in regards to how they should behave depending on the questions that are being asked. Right, so that's, you know, just one example where already you can save a lot of money, especially if you're in an industry and you have a small business that gets a lot of questions about things that would normally exist in your CRM, it would exist in your internal systems, and just needs to be flushed out to the end user. So I'll give you an example. I have a small client out of Texas, and they are a manufacturer of custom apparel. right? So when people call them, it's always the same question, like, where's my order? Did you finish it? Does the logo look good, right? So what we've done is we've integrated their back-end system, which has all these answers, with different AI solutions that will convert that information and present it to the end user in a seamless fashion. So right now, this manufacturer, they're growing. They're growing exponentially. They have only one person that deals with customer service issues, and the person is overwhelmed. So instead of hiring a lot more customers, what they've done, they've just used an AI solution. And it works about 80 to 90% of the time. It's not perfect. Artificial intelligence is not there yet in a place where it can actually replace human beings. But we're seeing how AI can help. And just imagine just, you know, reducing the cost by 80%. You know, there may be some customers that are not 100% satisfied, but at the same time, at the end of the day, you are serving a lot more customers that get exactly the answers that they're looking for. So AI right now, when you hear Elon Musk talking about Tesla, talking about Grand Theft Automation, that's all great. But the reality and the one thing that I would hope everybody listening to this podcast would understand is that artificial intelligence today exists in different forms or shapes for small businesses. And it can help small businesses really save costs in the long term. That's one.
Cauldron, you kind of went out here on us. Hello? Oh, we had a great connection. Cauldron? Hello? We had a great connection. Cauldron is sharing some excellent information for small business owners. And I know personally, as a small business owner myself, I'm quite intrigued. Cauldron? I'm quite
intrigued.
You
messing it up.
Okay, yeah, now we can hear you. You kind of went out a little bit on us.
Oh, sorry for that. So I was talking about Acquisio, and really what I like about Acquisio is that it integrates with any ads that a small business would run on typical platforms like Facebook, like Google AdWords, and it figures out how to optimize the targeting of those ads in order to save you money, right? Because let's say I spend $1,000 on Facebook, but then I do not get any conversions. Acquisio is the type of solution that would learn that right away and alert you as a small business owner and say, hey, this is not working. I can optimize this targeting in ABC ways. Do you want me to do it? And that's great because even personally at my company, we've run a campaign in the past on LinkedIn, and we thought we'd be paying like $5 to $10 and ended up being like $70 per click, and suddenly I have a $5,000 bill, right? With AI solutions like Acquisio, they're using machine learning to really optimize your ad spend, and that's great because it means that you can now run ads with very limited understanding of how to run ads online, which is amazing, right? Because the reality is a lot of small business owners, you're not marketers, right? You either had an idea or you started a business, you may be in operations, right? The reality is that to run a successful business, in my opinion, the most important thing you should know is how to operationalize it, how to run your business in a way that you get your customers what you're promising to deliver and they're happy, right? So you're not necessarily a marketer. And then when there's solutions like this on the market where ultimately you can save money but also make sure you don't waste a lot of money, that's really critical, you know, because I'd rather spend, let's say, I think Acquisio starts at like $200 per month, and they monitor all of the ads and make sure that, you know, nothing is messed up. I would rather have a solution like that where they put in place all of the rules around artificial intelligence that would lead to you getting a much better performance rate for your ad. So, you know, we talked about customer service and chatbots. We've talked about marketing. chatbots, which are really cool, in my opinion. But there's a lot more, right? Like one of the companies that we work with is called HireSphere. So HireSphere right now, it's only available for one use case, which is attracting talent in the development space, so engineers and technical positions. So, and HireSphere is free right now, at least, to use as they're getting critical mass. So what does HireSphere do? You have a job that you've opened online. And let's say you have a job for a marketing analyst. What happens when you put the job on LinkedIn or any job board out there? You get a lot of applicants. Most of those applicants are not even qualified to do the job. So with HireSphere, you basically upload all of the resumes of the people that have applied for a job, and HireSphere is going to tell you, of all these 500 people, you should talk to these 3, or you should talk to these 20. So that saves a lot of time. You know, when you're trying to find the right person, on the one hand, it is a very cumbersome experience to go through all the resumes till you find the right person. But more importantly, you may not even find the right person. You may actually hire the wrong person, and that will put undue stress but also cost on your small business. So, you know, HireSphere, at least for developers right now, and hopefully in the future for, of course, other specialties, they're basically doing that mental job for you. And that's really critical. It saves small businesses, medium businesses, a lot of effort, especially if they're recruiting for developers. So, you know, these are just a few examples that make me very excited about artificial intelligence, because artificial intelligence does not need to be flashy, right? Artificial intelligence, all it needs to do is automate tasks that now I have to pay people for, and to do it preferably at a cost that's less than, of course, paying an actual employee. And the reality is that right now, in 2018 alone, there have been more than 500 such solutions that are launched to market, and they're very good, and they work. You know, they don't work perfectly, but they work well enough that they're worth the investment. And I'll just give you one last example of an artificial intelligence solution that we use personally. So part of our business, in addition to the emerging technology, is marketing. So we work with a wide variety of companies to create content, to place interviews in a wide variety of outlets, etc. So part of that process sometimes is conducting an interview, like you and I are talking today. We conduct interviews with our clients, we transcribe those interviews, and then we send them to the specific outlets like Forbes, Entrepreneur, etc. So what's really cool is that we discovered a transcription service which uses artificial intelligence to automatically transcribe the interviews. And instead of paying about $1 per minute, which is what manual labor would do, they charge 10 cents per minute. Right, mm-hmm. So it's 10 times cheaper to use the AI to translate, not to translate, but to transcribe an interview than it would normally take to use an actual person. Right, so all of those savings that artificial intelligence helps provide to customers, they add up, right? And we as a company, at Digital Authority Partners, we've been able to optimize our costs and to optimize our processes significantly over the last year, but just leveraging different solutions.
Wow. You spoke on tons of stuff that I personally, as a small business owner, can literally integrate in my business and cut costs. Because as I mentioned, as small business owners, people that have perhaps maybe 1 to 5 employees, those advantages can be astronomical as far as cost savings are concerned. I do want to discuss 2 things that stood out to me. One, I know personally I've tried Facebook ads. I've been successful a little bit. And, you know, the cost, the clicks per minute, you know, I think that there's a lot of opportunity for small business owners compared to where we were before with advertising. Advertising back in the day was really, really expensive, and you spoke on some things how Facebook, with the advertising there and the clicks per minute, can be very, very effective. So that's one thing that I would like for you to dive into a little bit more. And then the bots, okay? I'm very familiar with bots. I know Facebook has integrated bots into them. I also know, being an avid social media person on Instagram and Facebook, that you get tons of spam. Can you share how businesses could really, effectively control those things as it integrates into our business practices?
Yeah, so let's start with the customer service bots, since there's so many of them, right? This is one of the early technologies that have become more and more mature over time. Side note, chatbots got a beating when they first started because the end user thought they were dumb, right? You would ask a specific question, and the bot would not know how to respond. Over time, people realize that the technology of chatbots is not dumb. It's basically, what's dumb is the business rules that either are put in place to interact with the customer specifically, or they're not there. So the reality is that chatbots, over time, they become better and better, specifically when you define the use cases that you want a chatbot to answer to, right? So a chatbot is not a replacement for a human being. It's a triage mechanism, right? So when people come to a website, they have questions. Either the chatbot has the answer and will just convey it directly to the end user, or the chatbot would automatically connect a customer with a customer service representative. So that's what's very important to understand. That is a distinction, right? You do not want to go in with the expectation or the understanding that a chatbot would just replace someone. No, they will replace 90% of the work that a normal person would do, but they wouldn't do 100%. So in customer service in particular, this is how chatbots work. And there's a wide variety of solutions out there that you can look up. One of them is called Bold 360, and that's really cool, which is a customer service chatbot. And this, again, just look up chatbot, customer service in Google. You'll find a wide variety of virtual agent, automated virtual agent solutions out there. But at its core, the way a chatbot works, and the chatbot is just a series of rules that are put in place based on specific use cases. So if you know that someone comes to you and wants to know when an order is delivered, you will ask that person, hey, can you give me the order number or your name and another identifier? Based on that information, a chatbot would connect to the system of record and fetch the information, the latest information, tied to the delivery of a product, whether that's directly from UPS or from your customer relationship management system. And that's what it is. It's a pass-through, right? The intelligence of a chatbot is only limited, if you will, by how you're configuring it. And the other thing that really stands out with chatbots, which is really cool, is that you don't need to code a chatbot per se. You need to integrate a chatbot with your system of record, but a chatbot, by and large, is just a digital interface. Just think of it as a dashboard where you add manually a question and you add the decision tree. So if this person asks for this, I will give them this answer. Or if they're asking for this, I will connect them to a live representative. Right? So that's all it is. You manage that chatbot in a digital interface, and what's really cool about how you're managing it is that you see what people are asking for. So for a chatbot to be successful, you don't need to only set up the rules and say, if this person asks for this, I will give them that. You have to go and monitor and see what people are asking for, because, you know, speech, it's a little bit unpredictable. You can ask for the same thing 5 times. A chatbot will only know, by and large, how to answer those 5 questions if you manually enter each of them there. So I'll give you a simple example. Like, we do a lot of Alexa work. So you know how you have Alexa, Amazon Echo devices, and there's skills, and you set up a skill in your Amazon device, and then you ask questions. So we do a lot of that work. We create a ton of Alexa skills for our customers. So as part of that process, like when a skill goes live, one of the things that we do manually is to see what people are asking for, because Amazon will send to us what's called utterances, which is an utterance, basically what the person asks. So every time we see those, we tweak Alexa so that it learns, so that it has more information in its database in order to respond to variations of the same questions. And that's the same for any customer service bot out there on the internet. You have to think of it as something you have to manage. It's not something you have to spend a lot of time every day, but until you get to a point where you are able to predict all of the different variations of a question that a person asks, you have to put the time in to see what they're asking and then customize your chatbot accordingly. And the other thing to consider is that most chatbots are not expensive. You can start with like $100 a month for a chatbot. But just think of, if you have an actual person, you know, how far will $100 actually take you? Let's say 10 hours at the most, if you're paying that person $10 an hour, right? But the time you save, especially as you grow your business, is really valuable, where you can put the time of those resources to a better use to complete other tasks.
Right. That sounds really, you know, again, because like you just mentioned, if you're spending $10 an hour, depending on how you have or how long the person is on staff, you can really save a significant amount of money. So in regards to like the Facebook, the clicks per minute, how does that, you know, I know you explained it a little earlier, but can you get specific? Because I know I personally have a lot of people coming to me, small business owners that want to advertise, but they don't understand the whole facets of the clicks per minute and how Facebook can integrate in their business to be a great marketing tool.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Facebook would charge in two different ways. Right. So one, it would be impressions, which is for every 1,000 people that see your ad, you get to charge, you get to be charged this much. And then the other one is cost per click. Right. So if a person sees your ad and clicks on it and gets your landing page, this is the amount of money you have to pay. And actually, there's a third one, which is click per conversion, which is, not only does the person have to do this, but they also need to, let's say, complete a form. And each of the three different types of ads you run on Facebook, they come with different prices, right? So click per 1,000 impressions, cheaper than clicking on an actual link or ad, cheaper than actually completing a form. So the way different AI solutions work in the marketing space, they're not really right now 100% equipped to completely eliminate that process of, like, you set up your ad, these are the people that you're targeting, et cetera. But what they're set up to do, they're set up to tell you when you're doing something wrong. So they're set up to tell you, like, hey, you just spent $500 and you didn't get what you're looking for, make these changes. So what those changes could be, from what we've seen with AI solutions in the past, it could be, hey, you're targeting the wrong people, right? You said you want moms at home, age 30 to 40, but based on how you've set it up, you're actually getting other audiences, or you're getting moms who are 50 and above, or moms who are, you know, 20 to 30. So it interprets the data. That's what the bot does. It looks at the data, and it tells you, like, hey, you're not doing something right, or you are doing something right, but your messaging is wrong, right? Because that's another important thing, especially when you set up your campaign, so it's cost per 1,000. If it doesn't matter if you saw 10,000 people. If 10,000 people saw your ad, it matters if people actually click through it. So you don't want to pay, for example, if your content is not appealing enough. So some of the marketing chatbots are more evolved than others. Some will tell you, hey, we think the copy is wrong. Other ones that are, I'll be honest with you, more expensive, those will tell you, by the way, your copy is wrong, you should tweak it in this, and this way. And that's what it is. Think of it as your virtual assistant, right? It's kind of watching over you as you're running your marketing campaigns, and it's telling you, hey, this is not right or this is right, and in some cases, this is how you can fix it.
Great, great. Today, you are listening to the CEO of Digital Authority Partners. You can go learn more about them at www.digitalauthority.me with CEO Codrin Arsene, and we are so excited to have him here. Digital Authority Partners helps companies create digital experiences that win over users and grow businesses. So if you are interested in growing your business, which I hope you are, you've been listening to the People Connect podcast, if you're interested in growing your business, they can help you get beyond the clicks and likes and start adding profits to your business with their digital access to the digital age. Again, we are listening today to CEO Codrin Arsene with Digital Authority Partners. You can learn more about them at digitalauthority.me. Codrin, one last thing that I want to share with you or to get your updates on, you know, you spoke a lot about cost effectiveness. Now, as small business owners, we know that, you know, we don't need a lot of people to run and operate a profitable business. I guess from a digital perspective, when we're thinking about how robots and all of this artificial intelligence is really approaching us in this near future, it kind of scary in some aspects, you know, for privacy settings. And then also, are they going to be taking over jobs? I hear people say that all the time. You know, they're going to.
They will, absolutely. Most jobs that we know today will not be there in 10 to 20 years. I mean, this is not necessarily, you know, just a scary thing. It is the reality. And some jobs will become more redundant than others over the next 5 to 10 years because it's the intent of the AI to ultimately replace jobs. It's the reality that you're doing things that a machine can do 10 times better than you that fuels the excitement and the investment in artificial intelligence solutions as we know them today. So that's you know, absolutely 100% an issue that we should all be aware of. It's not, it's how you deal with this information that matters more than the information itself, right? So for example, I will start with my own job, right? We provide solutions to companies out there to create a new website, to make a website that's better than what they have. So what is that? It's just, you know, two things, intelligence plus experience. I can look at any website on this planet and tell you 10 things that are wrong with that website. That should be automated. You do not need to wait until I have the time to tell you very specifically what to do with your website. And in fact, we ourselves at Digital Authority Partners are working, ironically, if you will, on replacing ourselves. We want to be an added service. We do not want to do what's ultimately grunt work, which is like, I'm going to help you fix the website. That's something that I should be able to do ultimately for free and charge a fee, right? That's what our AI is. It's like, how do you reduce costs and increase profits in a way that makes sense without reducing quality, right? So in many ways, we ourselves are developing solutions internally to replace ourselves. And that's just one example, which is in the field of building websites, looking at the user experience and design and so on and so forth. But the reality is that there's a lot of other jobs that will be replaced. So let's just think telemarketers. You know, if 10 years from now, there's any telemarketers out there, I will be very surprised. Because that's the definition of a job that an artificial intelligence solution will do better than us. And we saw this. We saw this last year. Earlier this year in April or May with the Google deep learning process. I don't know if you've seen it. And any of the listeners saw it, but if you haven't, go online look up Google DeepMind. Yes, it's Google DeepMind. So what the CEO at Google has shown, and of course a lot of people have been, let's say, very concerned with, is that they've actually created an AI that can interact with people on the phone without you figure out it's an AI.
Mm.
So the robot that they've built has the verbal text that we have, that, you know, like and all of these things that happen because our brain is thinking about the next idea that we want to convey. So they've incorporated all of that into an artificial intelligence solution, and they've tested it at length. And what's cool is that all these people, they were called, and they didn't even know they were working with an AI, right?
Wow.
Which is, and it's really cool. Like if you just go, you know, online, you see them, and like it's Google DeepMind, and you don't even know it, right? You don't even know it's an actual person. So that's basically just one of them. But the reality, there's a lot more other options out there.
Wow.
So we talked about telemarketers. Let's think about lawyers. Like, why are lawyers needed? Well, because they have the knowledge to basically do various things, right? They know the law. Well, an AI can know the law just as well and right away, you know? So that's something to consider.
That's a lot to consider, Coltrane. I mean, you know, I speak to people that, you know, perhaps a lot of times they, what drives them into entrepreneurship is that perhaps maybe they lost a job, and, you know, more and more are losing it because there's tools like AI that are replacing them. So my confrontation or my comment to them typically is that perhaps maybe you need to start your own business and integrate the things that you took from that business into your own, you know, to do perhaps some things better. So, you know, even with money, you know, banking, we're seeing an increase in this as well, where you can do mostly everything online as it relates to your money.
It's true. I mean, and just to take your example, there is already a solution for that, which is one of the biggest financial advisors today. It's called Betterment. So if anybody's interested, go online, look up Betterment, one word. It's a robo-advisor that has been built completely on artificial intelligence, which is basically financial planning and investing for dummies, which is, I'm one of them, right? Like, I do not know a lot about how to invest in what ETFs and what stocks, etc. And what they build this robo-advisor, which is fully automated, that looks at your portfolio, it manages your portfolio, it balances your portfolio over time, which is what a financial advisor would do. Now, financial advisors may be in denial to think like, oh, you still need the human interaction, and there may be some specific use cases when you do, but by and large, you don't. Anytime you have a job that is done exclusively based on specific rules that someone is just applying, any of those jobs will be eliminated over time because it's not intelligent, it's just experience. The second you're just doing one thing, it's like what happened with Amazon, right? They've got robots in all of their warehouses because what? Like, it's not that hard to come and figure out where is this particular product and put it in the box, right? And it's saving, of course, a lot of money. And there's a lot of these things, you know, already there's a tool called Grammarly, right, which is very popular and used by millions and millions of people. So what is Grammarly? It's basically your automated proofreader, right, your editor. You use it so that it tells you that, hey, your sentence here doesn't make sense or you've misspelled it. Again, that's just rules, right? So because they're rules, it can be automated. But it's a lot more, like human resources managers. That's another great example of a job that should not exist in 10 years from now. If you work in HR, all you're doing is you're applying rules. A machine can do the same. A machine can do recruitment for you. A machine can do compliance to make sure that training is actually happening, and a lot more. And then, you know, we already talked about, you know, marketing managers, which is what we're doing and how we're trying to replace ourselves. We talked about writers. You know, one of the biggest tools that are critical to the overall performance of marketing is to create content marketing. And the reality is that already you have a lot of bots not necessarily chatbots, but a lot of bots that can actually create content better than humans can. So, yes, I mean, all of these different jobs, they exist today. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, in even like 3 to 5 years, we will create websites and apps for our clients using AI entirely, right? Wow. Because even design is a combination of 2 or 3 factors. It's like, what are the rules of user experience, which most people don't follow, and that's why you have bad websites or not optimized websites, and that can be automated. And then you have a visual preference, right? So you may like a modern website, or you may like one that's more traditional or something that's intermediary, or you may like something more like Microsoft design language, which is, you know, Metro style, or you may like material style design like Google. So whatever that is, all of those things can be and should be automated. So anybody listening to this podcast should, at the end of the day, think, what will I do in 5 to 10 years when the job that I'm doing will be taken away? And they should take the time right now to retrain themselves, to reinvent themselves, to create a wide variety of services and products that will not be replaced. You know, so for example, you know, not everybody can go there, but like doctors, right? Doctors will not be replaced. Now, many, many AI solutions already exist that help doctors be better at their job, but they do not necessarily, they're not going to be replaced 100%. So there's, you know, there's a lot of jobs out there that will still remain the same because they have to, because it requires human interaction. But that's not the same for every job. And of course, as I mentioned, a lot of them are at risk. So that's one. And then you had another question, which is one about privacy, right? And privacy is definitely a very hot button for many people. But let me ask you a simple question. How much privacy exists today in America? I mean, you have
none.
The Patriot Act.
None, pretty
all
much.
Every call is being uploaded, including this one, to an NSA server for a period of whatever, 1 year, 2 years, and then it's purged. And that's, you know, since the Bush administration. Our emails are already accessed, and they run, ironically, through AI solutions to identify those who are at risk, who pose a risk to national security. We've had the Equifax breach with, like, you know, hundreds of millions, or more than 100 million people were impacting. So how much privacy is there? I think that privacy is one of these things where, like, people like to talk about, but they don't necessarily like to think for a second that, like, well, there isn't much of that anyway, right? So, but more seriously, the reality is that, indeed, with artificial intelligence, you are trading, to some extent, privacy for convenience, which the reality is everybody's going to do, right? It's not just about AI. It's about things in general, right? Like, there are studies that show that 95% of people would share more personal information with their retailers if that information would lead to them getting more personalized feedback or more personalized products and experiences. So I don't know. I mean, yes, there's privacy concerns, and yes, there'll be more breaches because, you know, it's big business, right? A hack at the end of the day is nothing more than really lucrative business, where you are stealing data, which is then sold for different purposes on the dark web. So that will not change so much. But that information, they're stealing it right now with no AI, and they'll continue to stealing it as well with artificial intelligence in the future. So I don't know. I mean, is that going to really impact the overall adoption of AI? It's very unlikely. The second you start driving a Tesla for even half an hour, you'd be like, I will give half my life for this car because it does everything better than me. No, I'm very serious. Like, my business partner has a Tesla, and I went to O'Hare and back to bring my parents who came here for the holidays, and I did not touch the screen. I didn't touch the wheel for a second, basically, outside of when the Tesla is basically telling me, hey, I want to make sure you're alert, so just touch it for a second. But it literally, the Tesla drove itself there and back through horrible traffic. And the second you have that experience and it's working so perfectly, you're like, all right, do it. You know, my Hyundai Elantra can go away, and I want the Tesla. right?
Right. Well, my car parks itself, and I'm like, oh, my God, I've always been nervous to do it, so I did it one time, and I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty
cool.
Amazing.
It was
parking itself, yeah. Today, you are listening to Kodrin Arsene. He is the CEO of Digital Authority Partners. He is our sponsor for this episode. Whether you're a startup looking to build the next great app or an established enterprise needing to transform digitally, they can help you get to where you're trying to go. You can learn more about Digital Authority Partners at digitalauthority.me. Again, the CEO, Kodrin Arsene. We're discussing digital intelligence in this world today, and he's with Digital Authority Partners. Go to digitalauthority.me to learn more about what they do to help you. What can small business owners do today, Kodrin, to go ahead and get started with this? I know you spoke about how cost-effective it is, starting with as little as $5. What can your company do to help small business owners today to integrate this into what they have going on? Just a startup, because I speak to a lot of startups, people that have been in business for a while, and people that are looking to transform their businesses. What will be your advice for them today?
So I think it's like a two-part question. So the first thing I want everybody to understand is that in our lifetime, there have been two or three events that have completely redefined how we do anything in life. One is internet, you know, the mass adoption of internet technologies. It's been around for a while, but, you know, the 1990s into 2000, that really redefined how we interact with the world. Mobile app technologies since 2007, since the first Apple device, has been completely revolutionary when it comes down to solutions that would not have otherwise existed because it required a portable device to build those solutions. So like telemedicine. You know, with telemedicine, you use a mobile application, you get in touch with the doctor, you pay $89 out of your own pocket if you don't have insurance, and you get help that you need. And that's done via a mobile phone, right? So mobile phones, smartphones were one of those technologies that really redefined how we interact with other humans. And the reality is that today, for example, with mobile phones, 99% of what we do on a smartphone has nothing to do with the purpose of a phone, which is make calls to other people. Artificial intelligence is the next third technology that is profoundly going to redefine how we do business and how we consume services personally. So it is the next big thing. Here's why it's the next big thing. Because artificial intelligence, in its most simplified way, can help you deliver a service better than your competitors. If you do it automatically and it's a better customer experience, that's enough of an entrepreneurial activity to actually help small businesses turn into big businesses. The simplest example is, what is the most powerful or most popular credit bureau agency right now in the United States, which is like how you access your credit score? It's a company called Credit Karma that did not exist 10 years ago, which is now a unicorn, a.k.a. it's worth billions of dollars. And all that tool does is very similar to what Equifax did, to what TransUnion did, to what Experian did, only that they had a better user experience and they use artificial intelligence to match you with the right services. Right? They haven't really reinvented anything. They just made something better by using automation and personalization. So I want people to think about it in their own line of business, what they really want to achieve. And then they may not have an answer. They come to us and say, hey, I have this business. Can you tell me how I can use AI to make it better? Or they can say, I have this idea or this business, and I want to get better. Can you help me deliver it? And the answer to both the questions is yes, right? We can do both of these things, where I can help you, or my consultants can help you figure out what to do, or if you already have an idea of what to do, we can help you do it. So it's really just setting up that conversation, that call to really understand your business, and then we'll tell you what's the best way to do it. But at its core, any small business or any type of business out there should just think of it as AI, not something that they necessarily have to do, but as a channel. It is a medium that would allow small, medium businesses to become more profitable, to deliver services in a better way. A lot of them, the most exciting, the most talked about AI use case actually this year has been supply chain, right? How do I get product faster out the door, right?
That's true.
So that's another.
Capitalizes on that.
Right, but think about it more like Etsy. Think about small business owners, right, who sell online. It doesn't have to be Amazon. Amazon is just one of the many examples. Arguably the one that would benefit the most from it. But everybody else. I mean, I'll tell you, let me give you, since you have a lot of small businesses, let me tell you a secret that only the right people know and do right now. And it's really profitable. And it uses a little bit of AI, not so much, and it's free, and anybody can do it. So there's a lot of people out there who make a ton of money off Amazon, and they have nothing to do with retail. So what these people are doing, very simply, they're going to Amazon. They're using tools that exist today to figure out what are the most popular products on Amazon. They go to Alibaba. They're buying that product in bulk, and they make their own logo on websites like Fiverr, and they sell it on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're making a lot of money. I know people personally who have created these products, who've done just the research. They've invested $1,000 or $2,000 into Alibaba. They got the product 40 days later, and after that, they basically been selling these products on Amazon. It's not like, you know, you're not buying a Tesla with this money, but you are getting, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 in recurring revenue by selling products on Amazon, by white labeling them, by seeing that, you know, products that are very common, like a hat, right? You know, who cares about the hat? Like, what winter hat you're getting? As long as it's good, as long as reviews are good, and it's warm, and it fits, then it's good, right?
Right.
And so that's what it is. So the point is, that's just a very simple example of an out-of-the-box way of thinking as a small business, right? And all these people, all they're doing, they're using different aggregators which show what are the most popular topics on the most popular products on Amazon, which, by the way, is public knowledge. All you have to do is go to Google and say most popular products on Amazon, and then Amazon publishes their list 1 to 1,000. So it's, again, like, I'm not giving you any trade secret. I'm just telling you, like, how people are using it. And then they're creating those products on Alibaba, delivered from China to the United States, and onto Amazon, and they're making extra money on a monthly basis. So that's a great example of how these people, unknowingly, at the end of the day, they're using AI. They're using tools that are ultimately scraping information that's available on Amazon. That information is then presented to the end user, and they're telling them these are the products that you should go after. And that's it. Right? That's just like very simple, most basic version on how automation is helping no business turning into small business, right? It's like, it's moms and pops. I have literally, you know, I was looking at a story just last week, an ex-girlfriend of mine, she moved from Chicago to Michigan, lives in the woods, has three kids. She's a stay-at-home mom. She started this business 6 months ago, and now she's making, according to her, about $4,000 a month from this business. Just used the AI to figure out the product and went to Amazon. No, she basically found out some of these aggregators of data, went to Fiverr, which is, you know, you get a logo for $20.
Right.
She got a logo, went to Alibaba, she put the logo on that, got the samples, got the best product, and now all she's doing, she's getting these products delivered from China to Michigan and then to Amazon Fulfillment Centers. And she's making about $4,000 a month, which may not sound like a lot of money, but it's semi-free money, right? She worked a lot up front
right.
to set up the product, to do the photography, but now it's on autopilot.
Well, bottom line, you can really create the lifestyle and job you want through AI and online. I mean, you don't necessarily have to have a job outside your home anymore.
Correct. And that's been a trend for a long time, right? It's mm-hmm. nothing new that people are working remotely. People are becoming self-starters. I mean, this example I was just giving you, like, she doesn't need a website, right? You don't need any coding. You just need to become the middleman, use intelligence, use automated data to inform decisions you're making to start a business. And then for people who have a business, you use AI to optimize your business.
Exactly.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, I always say my comment is small business is big business because small business keeps big business in business. that's the motto that I always like to use.
Yeah, and most of us are small businesses, right? The majority of businesses in the United States are small businesses, right?
Right.
They're not enterprise, and that's what's fueling the economy.
Exactly. You are listening. I hope, you know, Colton just gave us a really, really good nugget that a lot of people don't know, and he just shared that. So if you did not catch that, then you need to re-listen to this podcast again. We're listening to the CEO of Digital Authority Partners. They are the sponsor today for the People Connect podcast. You can learn more about Digital Authority Partners at digitalauthority.me. The CEO, Coldren Arsene, he's sharing information. And Digital Authority Partners basically helps you in the digital age by getting products, services to the digital area. They create apps. It looks like you create apps here. Establish enterprise needs to transform digitally. So we all need to become more digitally aware, knowledgeable, but their agency is for you in this digital age. So check them out at digitalauthority.me, and you can learn more about what Coldren and his team does. He has a significant team here to help you push your business to the next level in the year of 2019. Where can people reach you, Coldren?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have a question or you just want to chat, you can send us an email at hello@digitalauthority.me. You can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just type in Digital Authority Partners or even Digital Authority Facebook in Google, and you'll find us. Or just go straight to Facebook and look up Digital Authority Partners. We are on all social channels. We have made it a business rule that we respond to all the requests within 24 hours. So we're looking forward to talking to anybody who may need advice from us.
Awesome. And you can help them with a multitude of different things, analytics, marketing, public relations, strategy, user experience, software development. He has an array of different things that new business owners can really benefit from to help digitize your business in this new digital age. So I highly encourage you to visit our sponsor, Digital Authority Partners at digitalauthority.me. He mentioned you can email them as well and get more information. Perhaps maybe you can set up a consultation with them to give them, help them give you an overview of what your business could use to be more profitable, more effective, cost effective in this new year. So please check them out. Coldren, you have really enlightened me as it relates to AI by sharing the meaning, the purpose, and how we as everyone not only need to be aware of AI, artificial intelligence, but how we need to recognize and understand that it really does help us to be more effective and efficient in what we do.
Thank you so much for having me over. I had a lot of fun, and I'm always looking forward to, you know, sharing what I know. None of this is trade secrets, and I would love to help other people succeed, and I hope that the information I shared today is useful for small businesses, and then they can leverage it to be more profitable, to increase their business. And have any questions, I'm always available.
Yes, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate your sponsoring our podcast today. Again, check out our sponsor, Digital Authority Partners, at digitalauthority.me with the CEO, Coldren Arsene, and he can help you get your business to the next level. You have been listening to the People Connect podcast. Again, we really appreciate all your support in the year of 2018. You've helped us reach some heights that we were just starting out with a message, and we've generated plenty of listeners, subscribers to our podcast, and we greatly appreciate you being a part of it. Again, you can share this podcast with a potential business owner, somebody that's interested, which everybody should be, in artificial intelligence. Our CEO, Coldren Arsene with Digital Authority Partners, has shared with you so much information that it warrants you to share this with others so that they can be aware of what's currently going on now and what's currently to affect us all in the future. I am Nichelle Womack, your host of the People Connect podcast. May you have a blessed rest of 2018. May your 2019 shine bright and be very effective for you in business and in life. Do you have any parting words, Coldren?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the podcast, and definitely looking forward to helping all small businesses succeed.
Great, and I'm sure you can, because you sound very knowledgeable, and what I see on your website, you have case studies and all that kind of stuff, white papers, so much wealth of information to share and help small business owners be successful. So thank you, and much success to you in 2019 and beyond.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.